Talk some cricket.
Yes.
Because there is a record-breaking start to the WNCL season on the back of the blade of Elise Villani. She's been going gangbusters. What about this? Five matches, 420 runs, and an average of 140. If you don't mind, the most recent performance was the 133 not out to defeat Tasmania, chasing down 256, if you don't mind, guiding us through all the way from the Vic's perspective. It's great to see her in great form and great to have her on the program. Elise Villani, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you are hot to trot, as they say in the classics. The numbers you're putting up are quite extraordinary. Were you confident coming in after the Big Bash season that this WNCL year would be going as it is at the moment?
To be perfectly honest, you know, I think in Melbourne it's been a pretty interrupted pre-season with all the lockdowns and whatnot. So I've actually, I think, kind of just moved past the fact that cricket's not the most important thing in my life anymore. So... Probably just a bit more relaxed and therefore just feeling a bit more calm out in the middle and, found a bit of a groove out there. So wasn't coming in feeling overly confident or anything, but sort of coming in it doesn't have to be everything, I guess.
I'm interested in that, Elise, and the way that changes your approach. Clearly from a mental perspective, you seem... What you're saying there, you've freed yourself up from all the burden of having to perform, perhaps, on the back of the last 12 months and a bit of perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as an athlete, your whole career, you sort of fight with the fear of failure quite often. And I think it's something that you always want to, I guess, shrug off the back of your shoulders, but it's a lot more difficult being done than said. So, yeah, I just feel like maybe at the moment I'm in a space where I sort of realise that there's more important things in life and I'm actually able to enjoy the game for what it is. And I'm not too worried or feel as though if I don't make runs that it's really going to reflect poorly on me as a person. So I feel like I've sort of moved past that mental block, as you said.
Elise, it's fascinating that you just mentioned that because we spoke to Peter Hanscom yesterday and he spoke about the anxiety of being in the national team and playing international cricket, the scrutiny, the pressure. He's gone back now to Victoria and he's enjoying his cricket a lot more and not worrying about the expectations so much. So it's quite similar to what you're talking about and he's starting to thrive on that and you're doing the same.
Yeah, I think with national selection, all that sort of thing, you're sort of spending a lot of your time trying to prove people right or prove people wrong.
Yep.
In terms of selections. And I think it just wasn't working for me anymore and I don't think it ever worked or does ever work for anyone, to be completely honest. So, heading into this season, I really wanted to make a point that I actually didn't want to prove anything to anybody else. I just wanted to prove to myself that I actually still had what it takes. I was getting a lot of questions around how long do you think you'll keep playing for and all that sort of stuff. And I'm only 31, so I felt quite young, and I just wanted to prove to myself that I can still match at this level and I was still good enough to be going around. And I think that just sort of, it eases the pressure a bit. You're not thinking about anybody else and only just sort of, making sure that I knew what I was doing within myself.
Elise, you can, Jimmy Bartel here, you can play to 51 if you're averaging 140. So yeah, you're pretty well set and settled. Can we get Elise into our Media 11 side?
Well, she has done some commentary, so yeah. She does. She's actually eligible.
But I want to ask you, because you've taken that mindset, surely then some of your thinking, and even with Vic selectors, there would have been an idea to go down the batting order because if, Elisa Healy, Rachel Haynes are opening the batting and some other, stars around at different states all opening the batting, was there a thought maybe to go down and bat four or five?
Not really, to be honest, only because I remember having a conversation with Australian coach Matthew Mott a couple of years ago about that when I came back to Victoria from Perth. At that stage, I was batting in the middle order for Australia, and I just sort of asked him what his thoughts were around perhaps batting in the middle order for Victoria, and he just said to me that if you can open the batting, you can bat anywhere, and by opening the batting, you're guaranteed to get a hit, and it gives you the best opportunity to face as many balls as possible. So I've just sort of, ever since sort of having that conversation a couple of years ago, I've just sort of gone with that, and I do feel like, he is right. If you open the batting, you can sort of bat anywhere, and I just think at the end of the day, weight of runs sort of speaks volumes. So I don't really think it matters where you bat. I just think, selectors, if they want you in the team, they want you in the team. If they don't want you in the team, they don't want you in the team. And I don't think it really matters, where you are batting, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and Vics are flying back on top. Do you feel like, you're absolutely flying? You've got experience. Elise Perry coming to the side, clearly experienced player. That's what's winning you these, tough games at chasing 250, the experience that you calm under pressure?
Yeah, we're really lucky to have a really great team at the moment. I think you hear really good teams talk about how they, you know, just seem to gel both on and off the field, and we've got a great mix of youth and experience. And you are right, we've got a lot of experience in lineup, quite a number of Australian girls in our lineup as well, and we're able to sort of pass that experience on to the younger girls, and you know, their opportunities will come as well. Obviously, the older girls are heading off soon, so they've only got one more game with the big side, and then they're off, and that's when the younger girls will be able to step up and have a lot more opportunity in the side. I know that the girls have sort of been stars of the strike, so to speak, in the batting lineup, and Annabelle Sutherland's been getting a bit toey on the sideline, and she's an absolute star, and she's going to be fantastic talent for the next 10 or so years. So, yeah, it's great. We're all really gelling, I think. Yeah, just really enjoying each other's company, and, yeah, it's been really great fun, to be honest.
So you were talking before, Elise, and just in regards to your form, about a bit of perspective and balance and what's happened of recent times just in the world, it's changed perhaps your approach to the game. Is there also comfort in quality? And Jimmy sort of touched on it there, that the quality of players around you. Do you get comfort that there's not as much pressure to have to be the one to start because there is support through the middle order or the batting lineup that perhaps you haven't had in previous generations of this Victorian team?
Oh, I think... Well, I guess Victorian teams have always been pretty strong, but yeah, there's absolutely, there's definitely something in that. I think it gives you the ability to actually go out there and just think about the game at hand and just think tactically rather than us emotionally thinking that it needs to be you or it needs to be someone or anything like that. So yeah, you're right. There is no sort of that added pressure. You're able to actually go out there and just play the game as you see it and know that everybody else is doing the same thing. And even though we've got a really strong side, it doesn't guarantee success, but it means that everyone can go out there with the freedom and go out there and just, I guess, put our best foot forward and know that we're all sort of committed to the same thing. So hopefully we'll get a more positive result more often than not.
Were you annoyed you weren't included in the Australian team for New Zealand?
Oh, look, I haven't been in that setup for a while now, so I've still got ambitions, that's for sure. But, I've sort of realised over the last 2 years that I've got absolutely no control over that, so there's sort of no point spending time and energy worrying about something that I've got no control over, and I'm really just enjoying my cricket at the moment, and you know, if an opportunity in the future comes knocking, I'd be absolutely thrilled, but at the same time I'm not sort of hanging everything on that as well.
I'd be a bit disappointed if you weren't enjoying your cricket when you're averaging 140.
That's fun.
Yeah, you shouldn't be hating it after that. Well, channel all that energy into this Friday because you've got the Queensland girls coming to town, I think it is. Where are you playing that game, just by the way?
We're playing at the City Power Centre.
At City Power, okay.
Yeah, the old Junction Oval.
The Junction for those playing at home. Well, I'm sure you'll hopefully get some support for Orlando fans there. Get there and support the girls in action. Victoria v Queensland. Go and see Elise Villani in action. 140 average at the moment in WNCL. The Vics are top the table and hopefully stay there for the remainder of the series. Thank you, Elise. Well done on the season so far. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much. Cheers.